The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 28. The Killing of the Tree Spirit. Section 6. Death and Resurrection of Kostra Bongo. I rush a funeral ceremonies like those of burying the carnival, and carrying out death, are celebrated under the names, not of death or the carnival, but of certain mythic figures, Kostra Bongo, Kostroma, Kapalo, Loda, and Yarilo. These Russian ceremonies are observed both in spring and at midsummer. Thus, in Little Russia it used to be the custom at Eastertide to celebrate the funeral of a being called Kostra Bongo, the deity of the spring. A circle was formed of singers who moved slowly around a girl who lay on the ground as if dead, and as they went they sang. Dead, dead is our Kostra Bongo. Dead, dead is our dear one. Until the girl suddenly sprang up, on which the chorus joyfully exclaimed, come to life as our Kostra Bongo. Come to life as our dear one. On the eve of St. John, Midsummer Eve, a figure of Kapalo is made of straw and is dressed in woman's clothes, with a necklace and a floral crown. Then a tree is felled, and, after being decked with ribbons, is set up on some chosen spot. Near this tree, to which they give the name of Minor, Winter or Death, the straw figure is placed, together with a table, on which stand spirits and viands. Afterwards a bonfire is lit, and the young men and maidens jump over it in couples, carrying the figure with them. On the next day they strip the tree and the figure of their ornaments, and throw them both into a stream. On St. Peter's Day, the 29th of June, or on the following Sunday, the funeral of Kostroma, or of Loda or of Yarilo is celebrated in Russia. In the governments of Penzu and Simbirsk the funeral used to be represented as follows. A bonfire was kindled on the 28th of June, and on the next day the maidens chose one of their number to play the part of Kostroma. Her companions saluted her with deep obeisance, placed her on a board, and carried her to the bank of a stream. There they bathed her in the water, while the oldest girl made a basket of lime tree bark and beat it like a drum. Then they returned to the village and ended the day with processions, games, and dances. In the Murom district Kostroma was represented by a straw figure dressed in woman's clothes and flowers. This was laid in a trough and carried with songs to the bank of a lake or river. Here the crowd divided into two sides, of which the one attacked and the other defended the figure. At last the assailants gained the day, stripped the figure of its dress and ornaments, tore it in pieces, trod the straw of which it was made underfoot, and flung it into the stream. While the defenders of the figure hid their faces in their hands and pretended to bewail the death of Kostroma. In the district of Kostroma the burial of Yarilo was celebrated on the 29th or 30th of June. The people chose an old man and gave him a small coffin containing a Priapus-like figure representing Yarilo. This he carried out of the town, followed by women chanting dirges and expressing by their gestures grief and despair. In the open fields a grave was dug, and into it the figure was lowered amid weeping and wailing, after which games and dances were begun, calling to mind the funeral games celebrated in old times by the pagan Slavonians. In Little Russia the figure of Yarilo was laid in a coffin and carried through the streets after sunset surrounded by drunken women, who kept repeating mournfully, "He is dead. He is dead." The men lifted and shook the figure as if they were trying to recall the dead man to life. Then they said to the women, "Women, weep not. I know what is sweeter than honey." But the women continued to lament and chant, as they do at funerals. Of what was he guilty? He was so good. He will arise no more. Oh, how I shall weep part from thee. What is life without thee? Arise, if only for a brief hour. But he rises not, he not. At last the Yarilo was buried in a grave.